Brockton remains one of the city's hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us now to discuss this further is the city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, as always, thank you so much for having me on again this Thursday. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Now, before we get to the COVID situation, I did, of course, want to talk to you a little bit about that ongoing arson investigation. Is there anything you can tell us at this time?
And I could just say that there is an active investigation between the fire marshal, state police, local Brockton police, and local fire department. And I have full faith and confidence that individuals associated with the arson activities will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Now, could I also get an update on what the latest numbers are in the city?
Yeah, we're up to 413 loss of life, 413 deaths in Brockton. Total cases overall, Dan, is 12,307 cases. Current cases are 208. So we are in a yellow classification again. We're really happy about that. We continue our efforts to educate and inform about the vaccine rollout. Governor Baker was in Brockton yesterday at the Shaw Center to give a press conference and to thank, everybody that's there, including the National Guard, that are the clinicians. It's all hands on deck. And again, it looks like April 19th, Patriots Day is the day that 16 and above residents will be able to qualify for a vaccine.
And the Brockton Neighborhood Health Center certainly got quite a bit of mention during the governor's visit yesterday.
Yeah, the Neighborhood Health Center has been a wonderful partner, but, we can't forget, they're a partner with our local Board of Health and with our Brockton Emergency Management, BEMA. So, again, we've been working with them, thankfully, for over a year now, and the vaccine rollout is really just a team effort up there, and the National Guard is really a godsend to be able to do the flow. So it was a good day for the city of Brockton. But we can't let our guard down. And as I said to you before, the worst part of my day is when I get the death count and sick count. And I yearn for the day that those calls won't come in at 4 o'clock on a daily basis.
Now, you also got a visit from the Attorney General today.
Yes, I'm actually going to be seeing Attorney General Maura Healey at 2 o'clock today. She's doing a tour of the city of Brockton, and she's going to some really wonderful minority-owned businesses. And I'm going to be meeting her at a food pantry at 2 o'clock. And, we welcome the Attorney General and her efforts. And I know Leader Claire Cronin from Brockton and Easton, state rep, will be there as well. So really, it's great to welcome them. And, of course, we had Congressman Lynch here just the other day, and he did a press conference where Brockton will receive almost $36 million under President Biden's American Rescue Plan. So we've had some good news. And, again, the sad news is that the sickness continues in the city of Champions.
So those rescue funds, though, the American Rescue Plan funds, those will be put to, I imagine, very good use in the city.
Yeah, the discretion is up to the municipality. In this case, it's about healing and rebuilding, healing from the financial, emotional, and physical destruction of COVID and how it's ravaged Brockton. So we will use it in a manner that is reasonable and justifiable and also appropriate. So, again, I just want to thank the federal delegation, Congressman Neal, and of course, our Congressman Steve Lynch and President Biden for signing off on it. So we expect to receive those funds in between 60 and 90 days, and we will truly use those to help rebuild the city of Brockton.
Now, I did want to ask you, too, you are requesting a delay in the return to in-person learning.
We are. We requested it. We took a lawful vote the other night with the school committee. We're asking our Superintendent Mike Thomas to send a letter in to Commissioner Riley and DESE, Department of Education. Again, just based on the sheer numbers of students that we have and staff, we are hopeful that the state will recognize that and agree to that, which would give us a little more time for planning and preparation. April 19th is school vacation week in April. So, we're looking for getting pre-K to 12 in on the 26th of April. And again, we did take the vote, myself and the 7 school committee members, and we're just very hopeful the Commonwealth will acknowledge that and accept that request.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe and have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.